Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, I know if for any of you that have actually listened to the Driving with JD, that will be last night, or depending on when you listen to this, it'll be out on Friday nights anyway, you would have already heard my little rant regarding to Manchester United. Ashley hasn't listened because I haven't told him about anything, but just the manager situation. Have you seen any of it today?
No.
Where they've already had talks with other managers and that he's potentially going to get sacked tomorrow after the FA Cup game.
I've seen that Pochettino's the favourite now.
That's
what I've seen.
They've already had talks with Kieran McKenna, apparently. So that was, I don't know what paper it was, but that was in the paper last night, that Omar Berada and Wilcox. So Berada's not even working for United technically yet, but him and Wilcox have already had unofficial talks with Kieran McKenna. And then it came out not long after that that they had talks with Pochettino, Tuchel, apparently Thomas Frank as well, the Brentford manager. So I had my little vent about that. Then it's only got worse throughout the day. I've seen more crap coming out. Now, I do just want to state, I've had a good day today. It's not been a bad day. Until, again, I'm driving to come here. And I don't get why Fridays, it has to take an extra 25 minutes to get here. It shouldn't do. Like, it's just Fridays. Why are so many fucking idiots on the road? Now, again, with the driving JD, there was no road rage. No one actually done my head in while I was driving, which, you know, is a surprise. Because we had it on the way back from Liverpool, which, again, yeah, so... wired it to my head. Apologies for last week again. It was just some technical issues. You know, I shouldn't leave Ashley in charge of the laptop, basically. No, it's something that we're going to do because I do the laptop side. So we do need to sit down just in case we are in that situation again. You know what you're looking for and whatever. But
yeah, but it was just something that we haven't done for a long time.
We've not had this issue
for a long time. Yeah. So, and because we used to sit down and do the check beforehand constantly.
Yeah, the old mark check. One, two.
And the one time we did it, it's just.
It's unfortunate. I do just want to say, I did say it again on the drive with JD. Thanks for anyone that did try and actually listen. There was a few people that skipped to the questions and that as well. And then still couldn't really hear much. But yeah, so appreciate that. We will get onto the correspondence in a little bit. But yeah, just, I don't want to, I've already had my rant this morning, so I don't want to have to rant about anything else. But yeah, it shouldn't take 25 minutes longer to get here just because it's Friday. You know, it's stupid. I understand everyone tries to finish work early on a Friday, but there shouldn't be, there's too many people on the road, basically. There shouldn't be that many people to cause this extra traffic, especially when there's roadworks and it's already reduced to 50 mile an hour. You should be going at a constant 50, not fucking stop start at every junction. Everyone's idiots, fucking too many people. But otherwise, yeah, we did have a few moments on the drive back from Liverpool, which we'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, the amount of middle lane huggers that we just undertook. We just sat in the left lane, literally just sat at 70.
And there was surprising quite a few of them as well.
Yeah.
There was quite a few because we was driving back, what, about 11 o'clock, half 11?
Yeah, so I got back to mine at 1. So it was probably
Right, so yeah, from 11.
About half 10 we set off from Liverpool, because it was about half 12, got here, and then half an hour-ish back to morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, considering how quiet the motorway was, there shouldn't have been that many people sitting in the middle and the right lane as
just
well.
Just empty, and then just, yeah.
Yeah, and there was one in particular that kept speeding up, then they'd slow right down, and then as we'd undertake, it was in the heads, I'm not having that, and then speed up again. And because I wouldn't mind if I was speeding, but there's that many speed cameras on that stretch of the motorway. I don't know where they are. I can't see them because it's pitch black. So, yeah, just literally stayed at the constant speed.
It is just weird people sitting at 65 in the third lane.
Yeah.
Or the fourth lane or whatever lanes there is. But, yeah, it was just weird.
It's literally, there's just no need for it. And then even driving here today, they've got the overhead signs where normally if there's an accident or a closed junction or whatever it says on there. But sometimes they'll have the little messages saying, don't drink and drive, or don't drive tired or whatever. And so, now the new one is don't hog the middle lane. And I'm overtaking someone in lane three, and I've already moved from lane one to lane two to lane three to overtake someone that is lane hogging in the middle. And there's three signs that I've already gone past saying the same. So how have they not read what's on there? Because you naturally look at those signs to see if there is a road closure or anything ahead. So why are they looking at it, which they should be, reading it, and then not thinking, I'm not overtaking, I'll move to the left.
What do you think people do it? Do you think it's just a is it just more, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't understand this. Is it to stay away from the Arctic so they're not behind them all the time to go around them, or what? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I think
the process of why you wouldn't move over.
I think unconsciously it's a safer lane to be in because they are thinking that they're in the middle of the road.
Mm.
They've got less chance of going onto the hard shoulder or to the central reservation. Yeah,
and if anything happens, they've got each lane to divert.
Yeah, yeah. I think that might be something that's in the head, but they don't understand then that they're causing more dramas because people are trying to get into lane three or four to go past them. And so it means there's more people, more congestion being created in that lane while the other lanes because of them not driving properly, which it's not hard.
No, we have said this, it's an easy process.
Yeah. And God forbid, because I don't know if you've seen there is talks about upping the national speed limit to 100 mile an hour.
Oh, okay.
So it come out the other week because obviously Germany and a few
other countries. There's 100. I know they've got that one piece, the mile away, where it's unlimited speed. So they've up.
For a few years, Germany's been 100 mile an hour. So it's because cars are more advanced now, aren't they? They're all designed to go faster than what they used to do. So limiting them to 70 isn't good for the engines, essentially. Every now and again, as you know, you have to give it a bit of a blowout just to help keep the engine running smoothly. So if they do actually raise the speed limit to 100 mile an hour, I'm dreading to see what it's going to be because to me, they should only be able to, they should only do it on the motorways with four lanes. So that means that people that do only want to do 50 to 60 can stay in lane one.
Yeah.
And then lane two would be the average of around 70 or overtaking from lane one. And then lane three and four is, if you can go at it, go at 100.
Yeah, but there's a problem with that though.
I know.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Because if it's quiet, do you just stay in that right-hand line?
Most people will.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So it's still it would still be the same where if you're in lane one and it's clear, still go at 100 if you can do that, if your vehicle is capable. But in general, if it's an average time during the day and there is enough people on the road, that's how it should be, is where, you're Miss Daisy, stay in lane one, or occasionally go in lane two. But if you're not comfortable at going above 70, don't try and venture into lane three and four.
I can't,
because there'll be too many accidents.
I get what you're saying, but I can't see that happening because people can't move over from that third lane or second lane. But I understand what you're saying with the processes. If you're a slower driver, stick to the first and second line, overtake the Arctic, pull back in, always hug that second line if you wanted to. Then a third and fourth then is for the faster drivers. So those I want to do would be over the speed limit, third line. Then those I just want to max out the 100 or more, so to speak.
So I think before they even properly consider this, they're going to have to get on top with the camera systems. So because they have already got the cameras that can detect if you're using your phone while you're driving, so they need more ones like that where if you're in the middle lane, or so lane two or three or four, when you're not overtaking, so if they clock you between two cameras and there's not enough evidence on that to say you wasn't overtaking, then you get a fine. And even if it's just a small fine, you know, starts off at £20 or something, because again, if they did this, it would be a bigger fine. They probably would keep it at like £70, like a parking fine.
Yeah.
But if they kept it at like a small fine for a first offence, like, oh yeah, you did a mile in lane two, you wasn't overtaking, there's a £20 fine. Then if you were a repeat offender, then charge more. That'd be a nice way of doing it, but they won't do it, you know, because these Tories...
I was going to say, it'd be hard to, like, do that on a packed motorway, look at, like, every car. It'd be the ones when it's quiet, like, and when you can, that's when you should get the fine. Like, when someone's checking all the cameras and just see that car, like we've seen, speeding, slowing down, in that third line out of four, doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to go, yeah, that car. I get it then. Because that was just ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was. Because there was a few back and forth as well, weren't there? But, but there won't even need to be a person to determine whether that is someone driving stupidly, not moving over when they should be. Because AI is that advanced already that they'll just have the computer just essentially watching all the cameras just to say, right, yeah, he wasn't overtaking. So there's your little fine. But as I say, I think the government's, if it did incorporate a system like that, it wouldn't be a small fine to start off with. It would go straight on. Literally like a £70 fine or something. Again, they'd probably try and give you points or something as well if that was the case. But, I mean, again, you never know. We might not have the Tories in power when it does go up to 100 mile an hour, if it does. Because for anyone that has been living under a rock, oh, Rishi Sunak out in the rain. He's called an election, hasn't he? General election. I mean, I'm sure I've said it on one of the previous episodes. You know, I wouldn't be voting for Labour or Conservative anyway, because nothing's going to change. Nothing. Whichever one of them, if they do,
both going to be a shit show in different ways.
Yeah, it's still the same bollocks. So I mean, I know a lot of people see him as the racist or the inappropriate party, but when you actually look at the policies, Reform UK are a strong party, to be fair, with what they want to do, looking out for businesses, people, tax rates and that for people, lowering VAT rates and whatever. I know people have, because I've had this conversation with my missus, she's saying that, if they want to lower taxes, we'd end up paying more in the long run. And it's not. It's all a made-up concept anyway. Taxes are high because the government have made them high.
Mm.
So the government can lower them. They don't have to have it high. They want it high because they want to have more money. They're all greedy bastards. So, yeah, if the right people were in power, well, in charge, essentially, then it should get better. But, I mean, the whole country is a shit show, really, isn't it? So,
I was literally going to say, I think it's too far gone.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. Because that's in 6 weeks, I believe.
It's pretty soon.
July the 4th, was it?
Oh. Yeah, no, it's July 4th, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's soon going to roll around. So, yeah, within the next couple of weeks, there'll be the cards coming through the post again.
Everyone putting on the best show, weren't they?
Yeah. Because, again, I saw Keir Starmer coming out with some bullshit. He's going to chin off the Rwanda act. He's like, it's just a gimmick. It's just a gimmick. Well, yeah, it is. So, yeah, just say you're not going to do it if you do become the PM. And then, that's it. Don't rant on for 5 minutes about it. Because literally, I just scrolled through the little TikTok video and he was just going on and on, saying, just repeating the same words. I'm like, It's just fucking, you know, the fucking Conservatives, fucking Rishi Sunak, essentially. It's just, I can't, yeah. There's too many morons in the,
I would like
government seats, really. A
Donald Trump. Imagine if Donald Trump was like Prime Minister. That'd be...
That was why I did like Boris, really, because he was just a bumbling buffoon. And he had a hard time, to be fair. You know, everything come out with COVID and that.
Yeah.
And he was trying to sort this out and that out. And it was a hard job for him, you know, and he did okay enough. But, you know, when you've got everyone else around you doing all these backhanders, getting in the contract for the friends, for the PPE and everything, you know, it's always going to fall on him then, because he's essentially the one that's signing it off. So I did feel a little bit sorry for him. But, you know, he had to get his money. He's got 20 kids that he's got to look after. So, you know, it's I don't blame him for that, getting his... It's like 148 grand per year that they get after, still after being a... Like, so if you're a former prime minister...
Oh, you still get paid for a few years?
Forever.
You're paid forever?
Yeah, you still get paid. So...
So you... Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think Theresa May... She was, what, 6 weeks, something like that, she was fucking prime minister for. She's still going to get a yearly salary of, like, 140 grand, whatever it is.
I didn't know. It's, like, a continuous thing. I thought, maybe, like, for the next year or so.
No, you get it. Like, there probably is a time limit on it, but, yeah, it's definitely, like, you know, a good while. Because Tony Blair still gets it. David Cameron still gets it. Tony Blair hasn't been in since the 90s.
Serious? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
When I found out about it, it was...
That's like, interesting fact.
Yeah, whoever... It probably was on a podcast that I heard it, but whoever was talking about it was like, Tony Blair still gets it.
I always think it's mad when... It's like when a manager gets sacked for doing a shit job and he gets paid like 7 million quid to pay off. It's the equivalent of that, isn't it?
Look, we're not going to talk about managers. It's a touchy subject at the moment.
It's very touchy. But you get what I'm saying. It's literally... You're getting rewarded for doing shit.
Yeah.
Like your job shit. Yeah. Have this for the rest of your life. You saw it.
It is. It's just ridiculous. Mm. But Liverpool anyway. It was good little show. We had some food first.
Yeah. My fish and chips was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the botanist on the Albert Docks. I'm sure that's what it was called anyway.
Yeah,
if you're around there, check it out. It was good food.
And the beer I had, now I'm not going to pronounce it. I'm going to give JD.
I'm trying to remember what it's called now, because I actually saw a bottle of it in Asda the other day as well.
It's like the Ashanti. I know it's not called
Ashari.
Ashari.
So it's Japanese lager anyway, wasn't it?
Really nice beer, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I've had it, but yeah. I mean, you did have a dash of lemonade with it. So,
on the first one.
Oh, you didn't have it on the second?
No.
Oh,
so I have that dash.
Just in case.
Just if it's horrible, it's just something.
Yeah, it just takes the edge off. Yeah. But food was sound. And then...
I had a dash. Had a shandy.
Might as well done. Fucking hell. Now, to be fair, it was only just a little splash, wasn't it?
It was literally a dash, man.
Yeah. Because I watched him pull that first one anyway. But so we went and watched Adam Rowe. The warming acts were Alfie Brown and Vittorio Angelino. So you're quite a hard person to read in a lot of situations like that, because you essentially most of the time you've just got a blank face. But a few times I did see you chuckling away. So I didn't notice you chuckle much at the two warmer, not so much Alfie. I saw you chuckle a couple of times at Vittorio, but again, more so, you did laugh enough times with the main act, Adam Rowe.
I think with me, because I haven't watched a lot of stand up comedians, I'm just whining for the big joke, because obviously, all the little jokes. The story comes to a conclusion, and they normally tell one big joke that aligns everything all up. So I was kind of like apprehensive to see, because while he was, Alfie was saying, I was like, Alfie Brown, is that his second
name? Yeah.
Where he was going with it. His little jokes that lead to the final thing.
Because he did a fair bit of heckling as well, though.
Yeah.
Didn't a bit of crowd work.
No, that was already good, though. It was already good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it.
Yeah. I'll do listen to the Have a Word podcast, so I do hear Adam Rowe all the time, to be fair. But yeah, I thought it was good.
He's quite short, though.
He is a short man.
Yeah, when he was on stage, I was like, that's a short man.
Yeah. So he thinks he's 5'10", but he's not.
Oh, my. No, he's not.
I'm taller than him. Well, I'll find out for real soon enough, anyway. So last week, so essentially the Have a Word crew, they're doing a charity bike ride in India. Mm. I think it's September, maybe after. But it's for Zoe's Place, children's charity. And so last week he posted, he's doing a country music day, basically, because he's mad into country music now. 300 tickets were available. So it's whatever pub it is, I should know because I booked it. But by the time I clicked on the link anyway, all the tickets were sold out. So within like 20 minutes, 300 tickets were gone.
Mm.
So then the other day, walking the dog, and it's popped up again. Another day, second day, August 17th. I'm like, my sister gets married in August. And I'm thinking, I'm sure it's the week after, but I couldn't remember. And obviously, I'm out walking a dog. Mm. I've not put it on the calendar on my phone. And I haven't got the invite on me because why am I going to carry it around everywhere with me? So I've quickly rang up my mom. And I'm like, what's the date of the wedding? And she's like, the 24th. Not sound. I'm going to book this now. So, right. Now, this is a little bit of a rant again now. I do apologize. Since all the satellites for the 2 and the 3G signals got turned off for the mobile phone companies the other month, my signal's gone terrible.
Mm.
And I know this is the same for a lot of people out there. Now, what I noticed, or properly noticed the other day, at first I thought it was my old phone because I've recently changed to a new one. I thought it was my old phone playing. But yeah, so while I was on the phone with Mum, I couldn't do anything on the internet. So essentially I had phone call signal, but I had no 4G or 5G.
Mm.
So I'm on the phone trying to refresh the page to make sure there was still tickets available for starters, because it had been like 4 minutes since this link had been released at that point. So essentially I've had to end the phone call, and as soon as I did, 4G popped up. So I'm going to have to ring up Vodafone, because this is annoying. This is, signal's poor everywhere, and I can't even, like, because if I'm on the phone with a customer, this was a common thing that I used to do a lot. I'd be on the phone and I'd research or like look up the price of material or something while I'd be on the phone.
Yeah.
So if I can't do that now, that's annoying. Mm. I have to be connected to Wi-Fi and on the phone to be able to use the internet. That's fucking annoying, those. So Vodafone are going to get a bit of a talking to from me. So I love doing it, though. Not about the signal, but just ringing up, just having a moan about, well, why is my internet not working or whatever? You know, why can't I have the fiber optic upgrade that you keep promising me? And that, you know, just back and forth.
Why can't I have the services I'm paying for?
Yeah, yeah. Because essentially, I had, because they should have given me fiber broadband when I first joined them, and they couldn't, I had 12 months free of phone bills because they give me compensation because they couldn't provide me the service that they were offering. Anyway, back to the story. So I've had to end the phone call with Mum, refresh the page, and it was down to the last 20% of tickets. So, you know, what was that? 300. I don't know. There was like 80 tickets left. No, 60 tickets left. Yeah, 60 tickets. Quick math. About 60 tickets left anyway. So there, bam, two, ordered. £40, all for charity. Sweet. So I booked that, and then by the time I got back home then, because I've had to bring Mum back up, you know, because I can't just have a 2 minute conversation, you have to have a full one. So then within 5 minutes then, because I hadn't booked the digs for the wedding, literally within 5 minutes, Premier Inn had £156 off me for booking the room for the wedding and then booking the room in Liverpool. So on the 17th of August, I shall be having a little meet and greet with him because it's literally from 3 o'clock till 11 o'clock on the night is this little mini festival thing. And so it's meet and greets there. You can play beer pong with him. He's going to have other comedians and that there again. They'll do like little performances, whatever, or music as well. So yeah, be a nice little day. And then typically, 5 minutes after I booked that, you release another date a couple of weeks later, and that would have been a bit more convenient.
But at least you got your tickets though.
Yeah, got the tickets and rooms booked. Just need to sort out a dog, whether it's going to be dropped off, whether he is going to be dropped off to the mother-in-law's, or if I need to get a dog sitter, which again cost me like 50 quid for the night, it don't matter. But yeah, so I'll meet him, I'll stand next to him.
And he's definitely going to be smaller than you, mate.
I expect he is.
Definitely. Yeah. But now I'm quite happy that you're going to, obviously you followed them. You listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen him. And now you can disprove he's high.
Yeah. He literally was the other week as well. He was like, 4'10". And everyone was laughing. They're like, no, you went.
Yeah. When he came out on stage, I was like, he's a short, he fucking looks tiny in that big stage, especially compared to the other two as well. I don't know if they're really tall, but he made them look tall when he came on.
Yeah, I think because Alfie's a little bit taller, but he's slimmer. And then Torio, he's slim. I don't know how tall he is, but because Adam Rowe's got a bit of weight on him as well, which he has lost some, he's probably 5'10 with his high tops on or something. I've got a feeling I'm a good inch taller than him anyway. So I'll have to make sure I've got my hair tied up or something to give the illusion that I'm taller. But again, he's got big bouncy hair, so that
he did have really nice hair.
That'll add about an inch on. So that was pretty much the hairstyle that you wanted to get to, wasn't it? Kind of.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
I know. Just for anyone that did look at the old YouTube videos when we did start, Ashley had his curtains. Backstreet Boy style.
Yeah, but it just didn't. It just
the hair wasn't hairing.
The hair wasn't. Like, I don't want to sound like a white div here, but like just my hair texture just didn't suit long hair. It's just too thick and coarse.
No, again, it is something that I've said before. It's such a strange thing that we moan about how much hair we've got sometimes when there's people out there that are balding.
Yeah,
you know, again, we spoke about it off pods. I've had nightmares about going bald. And I've got no signs of going bald, especially with how long my hair is and that. And I have got to get a haircut soon, but, you know, still, I've got long, luscious locks of hair. And I have nightmares that I lose it.
When are you going to cut your hair to match your size?
I don't know. I need to make time, to be fair.
I think you need to make a decision.
I
think, like, I know you've made a decision to do it, but, like, a time.
Yeah, I do just need to.
Because it's that right length now, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I need to.
Maybe you should do it for when you meet him and have the same hairstyle. Nah, because yours is slightly longer on the sides, isn't
it? I think he does want to grow it all out longer, though, from, again, what he said before on previous episodes and that. But, mine will still be longer. But
longer and taller?
Yeah. But apparently he's got a massive dick, so he might have one up on me on that one.
Who says that? He says that.
He does, yeah. He reckons he's got a weapon. I don't know. Maybe I'll find out on August 17th. You know, just say, go on, lad. Whip it out then, lad.
Whip it out.
But, we've rattled on for long enough about that. We are going to get to the correspondence shortly, but there's a new little feature that I do want to get into. You'll all kind of recognise it anyway, but this is what the feature will be.
And that was perfect timing on your phone then to play that music, mate.
Yeah. So if you didn't catch it from the song, it is, "Hey, What's Wrong With You?"
I thought you'd have failed again then.
No, I'd have to go back again. So essentially, we all have pet peeves. We've been asked these questions before, what annoys us and everything.
Because we were just on about pet peeves. Well, not on about pet peeves, but that middle lane hugging annoys us.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Just fuck it.
So that's one automatically, not driving properly. middle lane hogging, definitely. You just want to shout at him, hey. Well, I'll do sometimes. Because,
hey.
Again, did I do it the other night? Did I give someone a little thumbs down?
Yeah, you gave someone a thumbs down.
Oh, it was driving there, was it?
Yeah, like, he was driving. No.
I stuck my finger up to one person.
Oh, fuck. Was he on the way to get the floor?
No, yeah.
The floor in
it was before we set up to go to Liverpool, wasn't it? Yeah.
Because they were in the big wrong... thumbs down, didn't you?
Yeah, they were in the wrong lane. Beeped them. And they were oblivious. So, yeah. Thumbs down. Then as I drove past again, I'll give them the finger out the window.
That's it.
So, yeah. That's definitely a hey, what's wrong with you moment. But one that's always done my head in, I see people all the time holding the phone next to the ear. Mm. So they've got it on loudspeaker, holding it next to the ear while they're speaking to someone on the phone. So it's literally phone to the ear and then pull it back. So they're literally they're holding the microphone end at the ear and then at the mouth, yeah, to speak to them. And it's back and forth.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Why? What's wrong with them?
No.
I don't get it.
And also, mate, I seen something in the gym and I was like, just call them. And it's just referencing to what you've just said and just reminded me.
Mm.
So a girl would voice note a mate and then a mate would voice note a reply back straight away. And then, look, and this went on 5-10 minutes. And I'm thinking, just call her.
Yeah.
Just call her.
I'm not a fan of but voice notes, to be fair.
I do it. No, I would never do it to pals, but like, say, like my PT. If there's a lot of stuff and I can't be asked to talk, I just like, because I know he doesn't text back straight away. So yeah, I know, yeah. It just, yeah, yeah, I've done this, I'll try that, you know. Because he says so much information in one go, it's like writing a paragraph out back to him. So that's when I use a voice now.
It's convenient for little bits like that. Yeah. Or like if you're driving, then you can, because you can just shout in your phone, just say, hey, Siri or whatever. And then give the voice note, send it to them. So yeah, it's convenient with little bits like that, but there's no need. It's like, what's wrong with them?
What's wrong with you?
And then another one. Now, I'm sure this is a pet peeve for a lot of people.
Mm.
Eating with your mouth open.
Yeah.
My missus has started doing this a lot lately.
Boy, your wife.
So she, I swear to God.
So she never, now she does.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. Well, it's almost, remember on the, there's an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And Charles starts eating with his mouth open. And he's like, it's so I can taste it better. It's almost like my missus has started doing that. I swear.
I can't remember that episode because I've only watched him once. I haven't watched him a few times to get every episode in my head.
Well, you're missing out then. But yeah, literally. So soup or noodles, because she'll have noodles quite often. Slurping it. I'm not, you don't need
enjoying something. It.
No, slow. Like, literally, there's no need. And I literally do say to her, what is wrong with you? And I swear, it's because she knows it does my head in, she does it more. And there's no need for it.
She's on a wind-up.
She's always on a wind-up, my missus, tell you. So, yeah, and then, like, again, she'll just be... So, last night, we had burgers. Nice, easy one. Just did some bacon cheeseburgers. You know, long day for both of us. But right, yeah. Buns in the cupboard. Got some burgers. Sweet. Easy one. And then, again, chomping it. Like, just mouth open. I don't get it. Never used to do it. I don't know if she's got too comfortable with me now.
Mm.
After, like, 10, 11 years, however long it's been, she's just too comfortable. But, yeah, I think I'm just going to have to give her a slap. I mean, that's what would have been.
Be like, hey, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
hey.
But that would have been the solution a good few years ago. Obviously, times have changed now. She'll hit me back, and I'd have to accept it. But yeah, it's just annoying. So, for anyone that has got one of these moments themselves, of, hey, what's wrong with you? You want to have a little rant out for yourself? Then let us know. Send them in on the Real Talking hotline 07470-488-096 or email them in realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Again, I don't know why I have the Twitter on there, because apart from the spam ones, that it's the stupid...
Does anyone actually use Twitter as a social?
I mean, to be fair, I've I've not been on it for weeks and weeks. Look, so there could be a DM on there. And if there is, I do apologise because I don't go on there. I just struggle with tall boys.
There's loads like thousands on there.
there could be. And to say, if there is someone, I apologise. You're better off emailing or sliding in the DMs on the hotline. But otherwise, yeah, links are always in the descriptions anyway. For all of those socials, which again, there isn't enough of them. But we will start off with the emails. Starting off with Kirsty. So she says, sorry, I couldn't catch what JD said. Was it serious or a piss take? So as we said, last week's one, audio, nah.
Yeah.
So
that's Kirsty's response to the week. Follow it the week beforehand, sorry.
Yeah, so because last week she says she had a bit of a stupid confrontation with the lad that she's seen, and she asked,
yes, that's it.
Wondering why men find the time of the month awkward. So mine was just the usual bit of seriousness and bit of a piss take. It was mainly advice though. So in general, because young men don't understand the process properly of the monthlies. They just find it awkward, so they don't know what to expect, know what's going on. But the advice was in general, don't take anything out on them unless they deserve it, really. You know, so don't throw your mood swings at them. And then if you're asking them to get you any products, be specific. Take a picture of it, screenshot it, or literally a direct link, whatever. Show them exactly what you want, because I've done it before. I've ended up getting like 5 different products, and I think it was still wrong then because there's that many different choices. But yeah, that was the gist of it, essentially. I'll save that prick for a little bit. again, Lauren says, couldn't hear properly, but hopefully you had fun in Liverpool. We did, yeah, that was great.
And it's such a shame that the audio situation did happen, because he was such a different, and I thought a funny one, and yeah, just a different experience.
It was a good session, but yeah, these things happen. Yeah, it was a shame. But yeah, Lauren has asked, if you were a kitchen appliance, which one would you be?
Which one would you be, mate?
So I'd say I'd be an air fryer, because I'm so versatile. You know, right. Literally, because so with an air fryer, you can do pretty much anything.
You can do anything. I think you can bake in some of them, can't you?
Yeah, but so you can
bake a ninja.
Yeah, you can cook bacon, sausages, chicken, your chips, any food in general, and you can do a loaf of bread in there if you want. Yeah. Yorkshire puddings, the lot. It's just burst off.
It is a bit of a weird question to ask.
Well,
but we're here to answer it.
Yeah,
I have no idea, mate.
I think. For a lot of women out there, they'd be the kettle, because they're always hot and cold. kitchen appliances, they literally are that, though, aren't they? In general, you're either hot or cold. Yeah. Or, you know, your oven heats up and cools down. Your fridge is cold all the time, so you're either cold or frosty if you're a fridge. I'm just looking around. Microwave, hot or defrost mode. There's not much variation in that. Toaster, again, you just heat up. I'll probably just have chose the best one as an air fryer.
Yeah, I think you just did, yeah.
So we're sitting in the kitchen
Literally looking at everything.
Yeah, just. I don't know. I don't think there's much else that we could try and choose. Nah. Again, blender. I'm trying to think outside the box now. Yeah. What's not on the worktops? Blender. I don't know, because you mash things up.
I can't answer that. I really don't know. I just do.
I probably should have told you this before you started. Ashley's going to struggle again. No, extractor fan, because you're always breathing.
let me think on that one. I just let me think about that.
I won't delete this email, so I'll try and remember to remind you.
I need to
think
of some Willy now as well, if you.
Right, so thanks for that, Lauren.
Thank you.
I'll try and remind him. Riley, she's done the same, asking what my advice was, because she couldn't catch it properly. So her question last week was, since we're us two are both happy married, questionable with JD sometimes. What are your best tips for getting a partner and staying happy? We pretty much did say the same thing, really.
But you did go over how, boy, you don't, you know, you don't sit there and go, I love my girlfriend. We couldn't know that aspect. So you want to,
In general, I did do the usual witty banter shit. Because it is, it's top
That's
banter.
Why you're an air fryer.
Yeah, just versatile.
To be fair, he was pretty versatile because he was driving, changing lanes, not hugging a light, doing the podcast, looking at you sat now.
Yeah.
That was pretty versatile.
Yeah, keeping an eye on the speed as well, making sure it wasn't speeding.
Yeah. That is the air fryer in you, mate.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Top five kitchen appliances next week, mate. I'm telling you.
Well, again, I probably should have gone over these emails because Miles has asked a question on that. I'm sorry. You know, it's all the prep. Just too organised with this podcast.
It's organic.
What was it again? Getting a partner. I was just honest from day one. Like, this is what I am. This is who I am. I'm an air fryer. And then the main thing for staying happy, really, is just having the awkward conversations, the horrible ones. You know, if you're pissed off about something, say, air it out, get it straight out, because you can't sit there fucking just getting annoyed, being annoyed about something that's done you red, and you've got to just air it straight out, because, it doesn't work. I mean, I think it's only just popped in my head. I didn't say it last week. I think that's why our friend group has always been, like, in general, strong, because when we're out together, people would think that we're not friends because we're always slagging each other off. Now, it is a part of the jest, the banter, and that of the group.
I am getting older. Obviously, I'm getting older. As I'm getting older, it is starting to annoy me a bit more. Like, even in the group, you ask a question and you just get like four responses, which is getting slagged. So it's just like, sometimes I don't even put stuff in there no more. It's just like, so you don't get the response, you just get slagged. So,
I'm glad I don't fucking partake in that WhatsApp group. It's too much. especially when you're getting pictures of someone destroying the toilet bowl. But it is what it is. Hopefully that was enough for you, Riley. Jess has asked, if you had to eat one food or dish daily for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
So, I don't know if we've had this question or if I've just said it, but in general, if it wasn't so unhealthy, I'd eat pizza every day.
Pizza is a good one.
Yeah. But then again, Sunday roast as well.
Dinner,
because you've got that many different meats you can have with the roast dinner, and then you can have it so many different ways, because you can have it with mash or without roasters or without. You can switch up your veg.
No, I get that, but I do like a nice Sunday dinner rarely, like once a month. I don't like it.
Yeah, but you've not long really got into it, that's what, because you never had a good one growing up.
Yeah.
Roast dinner, that is.
Oh, that is a good one, actually, from you.
What, the comment or the question?
No, the Sunday thing, she's like, it's versatile, mate.
Right, air fryer, isn't it?
That's it. It's like the air fryer of food.
You're going to be dwelling on that tonight.
Honestly, even now, I'm like now, for me, I think it would be a pizza, just because.
Again, there's a lot of different ways to have you.
Yeah.
Because even just as a basic, essentially cheesy garlic bread is kind of like a pizza, because it's just bread and melted cheese. So you can, because you can buy the pizza bases where it's just cheese, garlic on.
I'm trying. Is a Sunday roast, Sunday dinner, your favourite food? Your favourite meal?
That I like to cook, because.
Now, not so much. So if you used to have a last meal, what would that be?
Yeah, it probably would.
I'm just thinking, because he wouldn't be for me that. So it'd still be a Sunday roast.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if it was the last meal, then I'd carve restore it, where I'd have a selection of several meats as well.
I know.
And then, yeah, just all the trimmings, load of mash, load of roasties.
So if you didn't put the white on with it, you know, like in a hypothetical situation, would it still be a Sunday roast? Or could we have a takeaway every day for it? Like, because I'm thinking, you like a good fish and chips as well, eh?
So let's split it up. Let's add a bit more context to it. So weight wise, if you could have one specific takeaway every day and it not be an issue, what would you go for? And then the other half to eat as a meal that isn't a takeaway.
So a takeaway, I'm going to go KFC. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Man. It's just so expensive, though, isn't it? That's why no one has it anymore.
Yeah. I did have one the other week. But yeah, it was all.
Do you remember the Hot Rods box meal?
Yeah.
Fuck, man, the barbecue ranch box meal. Mm. They like, they give you it and then they take it away.
Yeah.
Fuckers. It's and then terrible. They give you a fucking a supercharger. Fucking, yeah. Who has a suit? Don't even get me started on that. So I'm going to go KFC.
Yeah.
And then a cooked meal. You know, actually, I'm going to challenge one, actually, mate. Italian chicken with pasta.
I did that the other night.
Yeah.
But not with the pasta. I just did some chips with it.
Yeah. No. That, yeah. Because I do love that, actually.
That was the any time we used to go to the pub,
yeah,
we always get the Italian style chicken.
Yeah.
Which, essentially, it's just chicken parmos for the northern folk. Battered chicken with the pasta sauce, the red tomatoey sauce, and some cheese on top, melted away.
Just because you just mentioned north, Ben, up north, have you seen the two girls, while the one girl moaning about the ice cream being £9? I think for a screwball, £4.50 each.
Yeah, she said, it was got two of them,
Didn't want cash.
Yeah, back home, £1-2 max for them, something like
Why was she so grown up and north, but looked so? She looked old. Like, don't get me wrong. She's only
a kid. Yeah, it's the pissed off
patients.
That's why.
Didn't want the cash.
I've not seen the direct clip. It was someone else reacting to it. That's what I've seen. Yeah. That's why I don't know it all fully. But yeah, she was a funny little girl.
Because
the sisters, weren't they? Pissed off about an ice cream bros.
What would yours be then? Takeaway.
So yeah, home cooked would be the roast dinner. And then, takeaway pizza.
What pizza?
Papa John's.
See, Papa John's expensive. I think I've only ever had one Papa John's.
See, when I'm feeling a little bit flush, you know, not bothered about pushing the boat out, spending a little bit extra on the pennies, then, it's always a Papa John's.
What do you have? What pizza from Papa John's?
It's sausage and pepperoni. So it's literally, as I just said, pepperoni, sausage, a little bit of extra Italian seasoning over top as well. It's fucking nice.
Do you have a stuffed crust?
I'm in the mood for it, I'll have a stuffed crust as well. Because I like the dips with Papa John's as well. The garlic and herb sauce dip. Oh, yes. They don't always have it, but honey mustard as well.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
What's their desserts like? Because I know with Domino's. You get the cookies, cookies, actually.
Yeah. I think...
For Papa John's,
I'm trying to remember. Again, I'm going to have to get this up.
You're going to have to. You're getting a Papa John's tonight.
I'm on my own tonight as well. Mrs. is out of the friends tonight. She's, she's got a spa day tomorrow, which I had that conversation the other day. You know, all right, if you're coming back Saturday, either come home before or after the football.
Don't come during.
Because I'm not about that. I'm not about getting disturbed during the football. Cracks me up, that does.
Just Papa John's, let me have a look at how much these prices are, Papa John's. Because I remember going to order one before and I was like, I ain't paying that.
Well, again, because a lot of the time, they've got the deals. So essentially, you spend like £40, you get 40%. You get like 40% off of all of it.
Well, so now, see one here, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, they've got a lot like that. So while you're just checking the prices, they've got Cinnapie sticks, which that's new. I've never seen that before. Giant chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Chocolate brownies. They do all the Ben and Jerry's ice creams as well. So, chocolate brownies, cookie doughs, and Cinnapies. So I don't often get puddings, though, to be fair. I know we had a banging pudding last week in Liverpool.
Oh, mate, that was fucking nice. That whole food was nice. So now, two large pizzas, two classic sides, and a large drink, 30 quid. That ain't too bad.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, we're not sponsored by Papa John's.
But if they do want to sponsor us by free pizzas...
Yeah, we're open to it. Yeah, so again, I'm looking on the deals at the moment. Big match bundle, two large pizzas, two sides, large drink, 30 quid. And it shows the price that it should be. It's 67.85 is what it should be, but you get the deal.
Right. Well, mate, that fucking giant choc chip cookie looks fucking nice, mate.
Yeah. You're still on your diet, kid?
Nah, finish it tonight, mate.
No, that's it, yeah. So tomorrow you're getting a Papa John's, then?
Oh, yeah, got the dips here as well. I thought you made barbecue, tomato and herb, hot buffalo, garlic and herb, and then special garlic as well.
Yeah, so as I say, it's not all the time that I have the honey mustard one, but yeah, when it's ever on, if you ever see it, get some. You know, 25% online orders, 40% off and all that. And, you know, yeah, they do have a lot of vouchers because I find that their discounts are better than the Domino's.
Mm.
But the pizza's better than Domino's as well.
I don't know. Actually, I think I've only had one, as I said, once, but that was a while ago, though, mate.
Get yourself one tomorrow when you back off the diet. And, yeah, treat yourself.
The final weigh-in.
Yeah, man.
After the final weigh-in, I should say.
Yeah. It's worth it, man.
Oh, really, they do, yeah. They do. I don't know. They do chicken wings as well.
Yeah, they've got a good selection of sides and little chicken bites as well, which is sort of like the little chicken.
They do cheesy potato tots.
Yeah, man.
Bacon.
Bacon bits on them and that as well.
Fucking hell, mate. Yeah.
No, for the audio listeners,
I am, sorry.
He's literally dribbling right now.
No, because obviously, yeah. Philly cheesesteak. Is that like a full? What's that word there?
Yeah. So it's almost like a calzone.
Yeah, yeah. But they're called
papadillas.
Papadillas.
So yeah, it's kind of like a mix between a calzone and a quesadilla.
Right.
Is the way that they are.
Mate, yes, mate. Actually, I'm ordering one of these soon. But I think the nearest one's uptown from here.
No, there's got to be one closer because when I was living not far from here, I used to order them up.
Ardington.
Thanks for that. Did we finish answering that question now? So
I don't know, we did go off then.
Yeah, roast dinner as a homemade one, pizza as a takeaway for me.
Mine was KFC and then Italian chicken.
That's the one, yeah. So thanks for that question, Jess.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to do a top five now? Or should I give you it and then we'll do it next week?
Wait, I'm an air fryer.
No,
it doesn't work. I'm a hot pot boiler. I'll just boil one to the occasion.
You're a slow cooker. You can be a slow cooker because it takes you a while to warm up.
Yeah. And I'm quite bland. Well, everyone likes his stew.
The slow cooker and air fryer. That's a spin-off podcast.
A stew, though.
I love a good stew.
I
used to use my slow cooker a lot because... It was when I was single. I'd get it all prepped in the morning, whack it in, and then go out, graft all day, get back. You open that door. Oh, the smells.
My nan used to make the best fucking stew. Dumplings. Fucking bloody in a big pot.
Yeah.
Put the bread in it. Cara does a good stew now. The first ones weren't as good. But she's...
Well, it all takes a bit of practice. Yeah. I mean, they're not hard. But,
it was just... She's never done one before, but... No, they're really nice now.
I love the OXO cubes.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
How many OXO cubes do you put in yours?
It depends on what ones I've used. Because if it's the cheaper quality ones, then I'll put
the proper.
But OXO, to be fair, I don't tend to get the OXO cubes. Bovril. I'll use the Bovril cubes because they're a bit more beefy on the taste. Love a good Bovril.
Bovril.
Right, so Miles, we will do the top five. So he's asked, do a top five on alcohol drinks.
Right.
So I think next week we'll get two lists on that because alcohol and then cocktails, I'm thinking.
When you're away, you're a bit...
You're more on the
You're
cocktails.
A bit more zesty, aren't you?
Yeah. So, Miles, we'll do that next week. We'll have two lists for you on that.
Yeah.
So thanks for those emails. And then, you know, it's all about the prep. I've got it all ready. We've got the hotline, the WhatsApps. When the hotline starts working properly. So we'll start off with Carl. Hard listen, but still quality. fair play to you, mate. If you had the chance, this was a good question, actually. Yeah. If you had the chance, would you explore the ocean or space?
Space.
All day long.
Space.
Yeah.
Just get me up there, mate.
Yeah. It's, I think, I don't know why, but when I read this the other day, I thought if you're exploring the ocean, you're like enclosed. I don't know if it's because of that submarine thing that happened in my head. They're like, you're trapped if you're in the ocean. You can't get anywhere. But even though in the vacuum of space, you can't really go anywhere apart from in your ship, just felt like it was just a better option.
I think you've just got a better view, haven't you?
Yeah. And there's more to explore.
Yes. But saying that, apparently we know more about space and how that works than the sea. Because we've only, allegedly. No, because
it's what the Illuminati want us to believe, want us to actually know.
But
yeah.
But I think just imagine you're in your spaceship and seeing an alien like, whoa.
Yeah. Or old Jeff.
Chase it. Oi, he's in the middle lane.
Yeah, man.
That's space all day, yeah.
Yeah, space, definitely.
I would love, but I could never do it financially. Definitely not financially.
No.
And it'd be a bit scary. But you know the ones where, I don't know if they still do them anymore, but you remember when, like, they used to do those just to go out of space and just come back in?
Yeah, it's you had Virgin,
and then Amazon did theirs, Dad Jeff.
Yeah, Bezos did it as well, so
there's two of them, and Elon Musk wanted to do one as well.
Yeah, I think it was about $200,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If we won the lottery, we, you know, afford to do it. Yeah.
But that'd be great, wouldn't it, just to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice, yeah. Because, again, just a couple of minutes of feeling like weightless as well, innit?
And then adrenaline, like, sync happens, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Noah, again, appreciate you trying to listen and that, Noah. Said, had to skip to the question section. What did JD say you would do with the situation? So Noah asked, what would you do if you pulled a girl in the nightclub, in the club, and it turned out to be a dude?
Yeah, I remember, actually, we spoke about this. And I think JD, old JD to now new JD, I think you need to do what you would do now and what you would do old JD, top shagger JD.
Yeah, so essentially now... I don't know why you're laughing, mate. You know, even
because
back then,
I know what you would have
done. Because even back then, I was versatile. I was the air fryer.
You was an air fryer before there was a thing, mate.
So now I wouldn't even be in the club because too old. Fucking, unless there's a seat. If we could sit down in a club, that'd be great. I'm not on about VIP area. I'm on about if you could just sit down, and then
I don't know. The music's pretty loud in the clubs.
Yeah, but I'm on about like the clubs when it is good music in them, and like it's not too loud. So essentially a pub. But
yeah. I used to hate clubs back then, and I imagine I'd still would.
Yeah.
When you could bass boom, remember the boom, we could hear boom. You couldn't hear the song or whatever it like the tune or just the bass of it.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Times were hard, weren't they?
Struggle was real, mate.
So yeah, essentially these days wouldn't be in the club, so it wouldn't happen. Yeah. Back in the day, the conclusion of it was essentially I would do the bumming, not be bummed. It probably would have happened that way. But I wouldn't have done any so, like, feats to them.
No, because like I think like so imagine you, Jay, yeah. You're in the club.
Yeah.
You haven't kissed her, or have you
no,
kissed
but you,
her? You would have.
This is what I said last week. We would have already
kissed them to say, let's go back and me.
Yeah, like, so I would have liked to have assumed that. While doing the kissing before actually going back to the gaff, I would have felt the bulge.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're going to be getting aroused.
Right, but if they didn't feel the bulge and you was like, let's go back.
Yeah.
And then what would have happened then, mate?
As I say, back then I probably would have done the bumming. Yeah, I wouldn't have been bombed. But yeah, it might have happened that way. I don't know. Well, because again, I did say this last week, times were different back then.
You know,
15 years ago, it wasn't as open. It was hard for us to get into the gay clubs as well. You know, we did it for about 6 months, and then the bouncers stopped letting us in because we weren't gay. And we
refused have to go, but holding hands. Yeah, so you was gay.
We used to prefer going to them on the back end of the clubbing days because there was less drama, and everyone wanted to be out and have a good time,
and there was open ladder as well.
Yeah, but yeah, they just you ain't gay, so you ain't coming in. Which was a shame because that one of them was really cheap. It was like £2 a drink all night. It's actually burning.
The DVA.
I can't remember what it was. Probably DVA was DVA.
Was like £20 in, and you have free drinks as long as you kept your cup. Remember that one?
Yeah. God, good old days.
But the thing that I don't like about gay clubs is the toilets, because you do have like men and women in there.
Yeah.
And or like this frosted glass that splits the two, but it's not frosted.
Yeah. And
there's lube in there, like free lube. The toilets, you remember that in the gay clubs?
Yeah.
Free lube, free condoms. I think there was like free blue pills as well.
Yeah, because it was to help.
I remember when my pockets were full by on the way out with that. Yeah.
It was to help promote safe sex, wasn't it? That's what, you know, we're trying to keep a lid on the AIDS, on the HIV.
So OJ.
Yeah, so I probably would have done the bombing.
Would have done the bombing and enjoyed it.
Yeah. And then last but not least, obviously, it's James.
Right.
So, yeah. Best episode yet. Ash should be on his own more often. long live Klopp. United might as well not turn up on Saturday. So obviously he's referencing the FA Cup game.
he's got a bit of bowling, mate.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. You know, he didn't have to sign up it last week. He did. And then he's come back again.
he just likes the response. He likes winding you up.
But he wouldn't have even heard how I slagged him off last week. I mean, to be fair, I didn't slag him off much. But now James, it's all right. You know, arm slot. We'll see what happens with him next season. It's going to be a difficult one, the transition for Liverpool. I know James has listened to Driving with JD. He's probably going to be the first one to message back about it, you know. So I'm sure, I can't wait to see his comment, have his take on my little rant that I did have this morning. But yeah, you know, if United have got a new manager that it's looking likely for next season now as well, then we'll be in the same boat next season together. You know, we'll see who finishes better next season.
So he gets Europa League next season.
Yeah, let's see who gets it. Let's see if we've both still got the same manager that we start the season off with at the end of the season.
Well, that's a good shot. But...
Yeah.
I think more likely Liverpool will keep their manager. Then Manu, I think if they bring somebody in and he doesn't turn around like that, next Chelsea Manu would be whoring and firing, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wants it done quick, doesn't he? That Radcliffe wants everything. Nah,
I don't know what he wants. I wanted to give him the summer transfer to see what happened, but just this last couple of days and that, it's just been ridiculous.
And it's hard during like a Euros or World Cup with the transfers, because ideally you'd want to get them through the doors as soon as possible, but it's hard with the Euros because you don't want to players' heads to be distracted or anything like that.
And again, you know, trying to find a manager with everything that's going on, everyone that's left mutually and been sacked and all these bollocks, it's just ridiculous.
Right. Out of what's there, who would you have as the Manu's manager if they do get rid of Ten Hag?
Well,
who's there? Everyone that's been mentioned, who would you want?
So the only one that hasn't been linked with him at the moment, Almiron from Sporting Lisbon. So Liverpool looked at getting him, but then I think they agreed on a compensation fee.
Yeah, and then the Sporting one
says
double...
no, we want more.
Yeah.
So only because he seems to be an interesting manager. Poch, overrated. Tuchel. Again, been sacked from everywhere. He's had falling outs with all of them. Again, we don't need another ex-Chelsea manager. And that both of them are ex-Chelsea. Don't need it. Mm. Kieran McKenna, I like the look of him, but he was one of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's coaches and all the players were slagging them off back then. So nothing could change if he becomes it. I think for him, he should take the Brighton job if it's on the cards.
I think he should take the Chelsea job either.
Chelsea is a fucking career ender.
It is. I get what you're saying, but I think a young manager with Chelsea now and just build something with him. Build.
Manager, yes, but one that's already been around a little bit because there's too many egos in that Chelsea.
He's got two promotions, so.
Yeah, but as I say, when he was coached with Man United.
Yeah, but Man U, Man U back then, I remember when everyone just down tours, which is pretty much every season.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think any manager could have got that team going, that the one that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had.
No.
After Ronaldo left. Before Ronaldo come in, because that was before Ronaldo come in.
Solskjaer got Ronaldo in.
Yeah, but didn't that Kieran McKenna leave before Ronaldo come back?
No.
He was still there?
Yeah.
Fair one.
Because he was there, literally, because...
Fucking how long ago did Ronaldo leave now then?
January before. He did the interview with Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
And that was why he left, essentially. There's too much of a merry-go-round. So, yeah, because he hasn't been linked with them, Almiron from Sporting Lisbon. Otherwise, what's available? Again, Thomas Frank, because he has been linked, he's the only one that he's done well enough with Brentford. And he's not been at the top club and done shit. So I'd love, probably just him out of the choices that have been thrown out so far. But I don't want Ten Hag to go. I think he's been thrown under the bus this season. 70 odd injuries throughout the season. It was something like 19 different centre back partnerships throughout the season as well. Casemiro has been playing as centre back the last couple of weeks. It's just a broken team. He's not been back properly. Obviously, there's been the issues with the left back all season. Had Reguilon on loan from Tottenham. Halfway through the season, he can go back. When the new that Malacia still was nowhere near to be fit.
And Luke Shaw has always seems to be injured.
He has he's been injury prone this season, but was the last few years he's been all right. He's just not been backed. He's been thrown under the bus by players and board all around, and it's ridiculous. I think with the right staff around him, because he's still got coaches from the Solskjaer era, Jose era and that as well. He hasn't got all the staff that he wants. And then the medical department, God knows what's going on with that. So I think if he was properly backed and given, not necessarily his team, but a new team around him of coaches and all that, then it would be a better opportunity, because at least then it could say, all right, then you've given me the staff that I need and I've not been able to do it then. Yeah, I'll go. But he hasn't. They've literally just...
This is the geezer that said Ali 5 million for Anthony is a good deal.
Yeah, he's going to say that, but he's not the one signing the check.
Yeah, but still hits his name on the signing.
Yeah, but if Edward Wood and co had done it at the beginning of the transfer window, it would have been 50.
Yeah, still.
It still would have been too much.
You seen that meme going around about Anthony? Because when he came on and he was doing his eyebrow thing, have you not seen none of that? He's coming on as a sub and he's like.
Well, he's always doing the people's eyebrow, essentially, you know. Because again, they were slagging him off when he was doing the pirouette and all that as well.
Yeah, then he misplaced the pass after he
got
it. Yeah. It's fucking shit.
But again, he's had a hard season at the beginning with all the allegations of beating his missus up and all that. There's just too many players, not playing for the badge. They don't care.
I don't think no footballers play for the badge now, just for the wage, any.
The majority,
yeah. I mean, it's probably like one or two.
Yeah, you know, they can't always all be Kevin Nolan's, can they?
Seamus Karma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's not many people like that.
Not really.
Everyone goes to Man U for. I've heard that Bruno Fernandes wants to double his money. 200 grand.
That's bollocks.
Fucking hell, paying him 400 grand a week. Do you think that's a load of bollocks?
Yeah, because he'd get that if he goes to Saudi.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think because the papers were saying that he's going to leave at the end of the season, whatever, and then he come out on the TV and says, if they want me to stay, I'll stay. But if they want me to go, I'll leave.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's asked. He's not asked. But yeah, if he did go to Saudi, then he can. He'd be earning 400 grand a week easily. You know, if Jordan Henderson can go there and get 700 grand a week, then yeah. But yeah, I've already lost faith in Ineos. Too many people have forgot about the Glazers actually owning the majority of the club still. And it's ridiculous. So I'm just hoping there's a miracle tomorrow. I mean, to be fair, you know, I haven't got to work tomorrow now. So from 12 o'clock, I'm drinking. And it will either be good drinks or bad drinks. So, yeah. And that's another reason why I told Mrs. to either come home before or after.
Maybe come home after, I think might be best.
Yeah, I know.
Come home after if we've won.
Yeah. And I definitely won't be drinking the Stella tomorrow as well. Because she's definitely going to dig then. Well, yeah, James, always appreciate it, mate. I'll have to get you a new teddy for Arnslot and his replacement after that as well. But they'll probably have Gerrard soon. Arnslot might get sacked and then Gerrard will come in as an interim. I can see that happening.
I can see that happening, actually. Yeah. Actually, now you've mentioned that.
Yeah. You know, get Jamie Carragher as his number two for a couple of months as well.
No, you wouldn't want that, would you?
Hey, it's all about the passion. It's all about energy. So, yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed that. And I wanted to leave James right to the end to see if he does listen to the end as well. Mm. He will. He loves it. Loves it.
He might think he's saving the best to last, mate.
He might do. I'm not saying we did. But love it as always, James. You know, we're joking. So, yeah, as always, hope you enjoyed. Share it, like it, follow if you don't already, subscribe, all that jazz. You know what to do. Don't need to keep reminding you, but we have to. And yeah, keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.